Welcome now to the garden program.
And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service for San Antonio, the Hill Country of South Texas, in this soggy old country. Now, you were talking back in the dry month of June about how it was going to rain.
I knew it was going to rain.
But now, did you say it was in July?
I can't. It seemed like it was August 7th. Let's hope I was seriously wrong. if we come into a rain on August the 7th, we might well all go to Acapulco or something. It's over. We all appreciate this rain that comes. What I want to talk about a little bit today is, I have in the past brought in interesting papers, like the Inquirer magazine.
That's right.
I come up with stuff, and of course I've quit doing that because you're always thumbing through the magazine while I'm trying to do the program. You won't keep your mind on what I'm trying to talk about here. But I didn't have to really go to the grocery and get the Inquirer this last week. What I have got in front of me is just the front pages of our local papers.
You mean the paper boy threw it on your doorstep,
and
huh?
Someday, and the radio and the TV wasn't any different. So, sometimes, if you just stand back and look at what's going on in the San Antonio media, it's the most interesting thing you'll ever see. Now, our saying for today, to put us in kind of the right mood here, it says, a sense of humor is what makes you laugh at something you'd get mad at if it happened to you. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what a sense of humor is. And, of course, we're approaching this with a jovial attitude. We have to.
I hope so.
It's so stupid. If we didn't, it'd make us, I don't know whether they think or everybody thinks that we're all stupid out here, the listening public or the reading public or what. But, for instance, on Sunday, July the 15th, I get my newspaper, and here it is right here in front of me. And here's the new rules on the water regulation. And it says, today's my day. I'm an odd-numbered house. Mm-hmm. I got an odd household. There's no doubt about that. And so I'm only supposed to water between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. on days determined that, this would be my day.
Yeah.
Well, I would have watered, but it was raining. It was raining on my day. So that started on Sunday.
That rain started on Sunday. Yeah.
So that confused me. And I called around. I wondered, did I get a rain check or something? So when later on, when I do I get a day? See, I've lost my day, so do I get a rain check, which means, when this happens again, lo and behold, I'll be able to use that day. Well, that was pretty bad. That had me fairly confused. But then Wednesday...
On the 18th.
Wednesday on the 18th, I've got it here. And the front page got a pretty color picture of a tree washed down at the river. Flooded down. And people are looking at the tree and all upset. And it says, the headlines say, flooding bills rain on county. Now, that's the headline.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, right under that, in the same story, it says, water hotline, and it gives the water hotline number, and then it says in big letters, no watering permitted today. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I'm looking over here at this washed down tree and people sweeping rain out of their buildings, and then they're putting in here, no watering today.
Uh-huh.
Now, this was the same day that I'm hearing these people saying, well, if we catch you watering, we're going to give you a citation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I called in and I said, if you catch somebody watering today, now we're talking about I had to take a canoe to work downtown.
Now I know that.
I said, if you find somebody watering today, don't give them a citation. Shoot them on sight. Shoot them on sight because they're brain dead. They shouldn't be loose out there. So, and that was the same day that I heard people saying on the radio and stuff, don't drive into low water crossings. When there's 3 feet of water in there, don't drive in there. I think that we should encourage people that are stupid enough to drive into low water crossings to do so. It's called natural selection. Just let's get them into the water crossing, wash them on down the creek, and then that's a form of natural selection.
You're tough, but we're at the halfway point.
When we get back, we'll talk about the children. They also had a warning for the children.
Okay, well, you can cool off just a little. We'll take a break, get back to Jerry right after this.